by the causeless mercy of Sri Guru Padmananda and the Vaishnavas, we are listening to the qualities and pastimes of Bhagavan's Parikars. So when Maharaj started publishing the translations of the Goswami scriptures, then what did he do? He wanted to see the original manuscripts, because sometimes the original manuscripts are changed, or something else is added, or something is added according to one's own speculation. So this cannot be proved as evidence. This is actually like disrespecting the Goswamis. So they say, by disrespecting, disobeying, one will fall down. So Maharaj himself, he went to Jaipur, and even met the chief Goswami. They all had the ancient manuscripts of all the Goswamis. So when he went from Vrindavan to Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Radha Shamsundar, then all the gifts of the Goswamis, everything Maharaj took along with him. So that has been rescued, preserved. When Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur went preaching, he went to Jaipur and he stayed there for 15 days and he had darshan of all the manuscripts and he preserved whatever was needed. So when Maharaj also went to Jaipur, he saw Baldev Vidyabhushan Prabhu's commentary, Govinda Bhashya on the Vedanta Sutras, Pramaya Ratnavali, Siddhanta Darpan, and all the other books of Vishnacharya Thakur, and all the manuscripts written by the Satgoswamis. So when Maharaj saw that all these granthas that weren't published, they saw that the original shlokas, many of them had been altered, but because of not having understood them, or even after having understood them, then by the influence of Kali, they made many inappropriate changes. It has also been said that Shachar Thakur, he has written a Sanskrit commentary on Kaviraj Goswami's Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is written mostly in Bengali. It also has some Sanskrit shlokas, but mainly it's composed in Bengali. So Chakravarti Thakur, he wrote a Sanskrit commentary. He published this Chaitanya Charitamrita in Sanskrit, but now it's lost. Some parts of this book, they have so Gurudev anyhow, he collected from Chakleshwar, Mahadev and all these other temples, he collected the Sanskrit shlokas of Chakravarti Thakur, and this is Chakravarti Thakur's Sanskrit commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita, on the Bhagavatam, on the Vedas, Upanishads. He collected all these things, all these shlokas, but then he saw that there were some differences in certain explanations of shlokas. And they say, in this Govinda Bhashya, there is the commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, and also their explanations on other shlokas, and So there are many mixtures, like amalgamations. Like it seems that someone, they have certain confusions on the books of Nari Sarkar Thakur and Nari Chakravarti Thakur. Before there was Hari Bhakti Vilas, now there's Braj Bhakti Vilas. Before also there have been confusions about Srinath Chakravarti and Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur. So say Maharaji, he saw all these manuscripts. There's also a library in Madras, in Chennai. There are also all these books. There's a collection of all these books. Also a library in Calcutta. Also in Odisha and Berhampur. There's Radharaman Press. So he went to all these different places. And then all the different books were scattered here and there. Because, as they have written, 18,000 slokas in the Bhagavatam. In the Skanda Purana, there are 40,000 verses. In other Purana, 60,000, 80,000 verses. Yes, there is written down everything. Because he knew that in the future they'd do something. And when Bhagavatam was started to be published, especially from Gorakhpur Gita Press, then they published 13,500 verses. And nearly 5,000 verses they removed, or else they could not find. But by the influence of Kal, time, the small tattva, they say that, oh, this has been added later on, this is not written by Vyasadev, this is made written by one scholar called Bopadev. So they said many things like this. So Maharaj is thinking, if I have to publish any books, then I'll have to look at the original manuscripts. So then he went to Galtagaddi, where Baldev Devashan Prabhu had this discussion with the Ramanandi Vaishnavas, Nimbarki Sampradaya Vaishnavas, because they said that Govindev, who is in Jaipur, Radharani should not be kept beside him, because Radharani has no relationship with Krishna. He has relationship with Rukmini and Satyabhama, but not with Radharani. Also Krishna came in Dwapar Yuga. In Trita Sitaram came. So first Sitaram will be worshipped, and then Krishna and Rukmini will be worshipped. They say Bhogal first we offer to Ram Sita, and then Rukmini Krishna. This is stated by, and also the Ramanuja Sampradaya Vaishnava is saying, Lakshmi Narayan most exalted, so they should be worshipped first. So this is making many such points. So then Maharaji called all the acharyas of all the sampradayas. At that time, out of Sat Goswamis, there were some Bhajanandi Mahatma Vaishnavas who were doing bhajan in a very hidden way, so that none could see them. But in Chakravarti Thakur had already become very aged. So he was thinking, who will go and debate with them? So then Vishnath Thakur, he sent Baldev Vidyavasan Prabhu, and he also sent some of his followers, some scholars at the time. There was a very scholarly assembly. So at the time Maharaj, he saw that in Galtagaddi, in the forest, in the mountain there, there's a Siddha Bhumi, place of perfection. All sampradayas, they had one question. Then, why is Radharani being placed beside Govindev? There's Govindev, Madan Mohan, Gopinath. They manifested alone. Radharaman came alone. Radhamadar alone. Where did Radharani come from? How didn't she come? So I say there was this debate. There were some for and some against. And so there were so many logical arguments, dissertations, saying Srinivas Radharani from here. So the king, he was a devotee. He was a Gaudiya Vaishnava. So he was very concerned. So then Brother Vidyabhushan Prabhu, he came. And then he answered all their questions. And but they said, oh, you don't have your sampradaya, cannot be recognized. How can it be part of Madhu Sampradaya? Because Madhu Sampradaya, they don't accept you. They don't worship Radharani in Madhu Sampradaya. They only worship Gopal. If you worship Radharani, then you have to give us evidence. So how can we accept the authenticity of your sampradaya? Because you have no commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, on the Shruti Smriti Puran. And Maldev Devashan Prabhu, first of all, he was a Siddhanta Ratna. What was Siddhanta is present in all the Shastras? And Radharani's, all the Shastras, they mention Radharani as being Swarup Shakti, as the essence of Alladini. Whether Radha Krishna is Nirvishesh Nirvikar Brahma, he is formless. So Sita, Lakshmi, Narayani, Uma, Rama, they are all the potencies of Bhagavan. And Uma, Rama, Satya, Rukmini, they are all part and parcels of Srimati Radharani. So say he published this Siddhanta Ratna, and he published all these different forms of evidence. But then they also say, write a commentary in the Shruti Smriti Puran, then we'll recognize what he's saying. Or else we'll never accept his sampradaya. He said, you'll have to give him time. So then they'll think, oh, if you give him time, he'll steal from here and there. And you'll just write something. And you'll say, this is mine. Like nowadays, what's happening? They'll just take it from here, there, and then they'll take the tail of an elephant, ear of a horse, legs of a donkey, and then they make one very astonishing creature. And then for this, they get delit, they get big degree, they open a research center, and then they say, they become direct, delit, they take from here, there, and then they write their own views. So then realization rule, they said, we won't give you time. We'll only give you 3 days time. Then we'll accept what you're saying, or else we'll not accept what you're saying. So at that time, Madhavidhashan Prabhu, he went to Govindadevi when he asked, what is your desire? Do you wish to be Nirvishesh Brahma? Because then Radharani will not stay here. Or you want to be Nirakar? If you're really Gopal, Govinda of Raj, then you'll have to anyhow preserve the sanctity of the Rajavasis. You have to preserve their sacred portion. Without Radharani, you're nothing. Raj is your everything. The Rajavasis are your everything. Dvaraka and Mathura are naimitik. Braj is nitya. You are not Mathuranath. You are not Dwarkadish. You are Brajendranandan Shamsundar. You are Jashodanandan. You are Radharaman, Radhakanta, Radhagovinda, Radhagopinath, Radhamada, Radhashamsundar. And they say, you yourself have to prove. And Govindadevi starts smiling. He says, I always take the side of Braj. And I manifest the speciality of Braj. This is my desire. You sit down and you write, and I'll dictate to you. And so, for 3 days, 3 nights, even before that, he had written this entire commentary on the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra, and then the Bhagavad, Shruti Smriti Puran, everything. He wrote everything down. And then So how does Vani become Shabda Brahmama? It's not your Shabda. It's a hadn't seen such words in the history of this world in any scripture, because it's a Shabda Brahma. These words written by Baldev with Devotion Prabhu were Shabda Brahma, self-manifest, so they could not find any of these words in any of the scriptures, so they all became silent. Then he showed Govinda, he is the origin, Radha Govinda, the origin of all incarnations, expansions, all the Gunavatars, Manvanavatars, Aveshavatars, Leelavatars, Yukavatars, they all come from, not even Govinda, they come from Garbhodakshi Vishnu. It's Rama and all the other incarnations, Ram Narsingha, Narayan, these three Paravastavatars, they don't come directly from Krishna. They come from, neither do they come from Baldev Sankarsana. Then whom do they come from? They are Bhagavans. They are Bhagavans Aishwarya Murti. There is Aishwarya Murti and then there is Madhurya Murti. There is Aishwarya Prakash. There is Vaibhav Prakash. There are the Pravastha Avatars. Who? Ram Narayan Narasimha. So when Baldev Devashim went to Kaltagati, So then there were the Ramanuja Sampradaya, Nimbarka Sampradaya, and all the Acharyas were there. And so, Sensei Gurudev also, he went to this place, and all the devotees, they received him. And they said, Maharaj, they told Maharaj, that we are always busy in our services, so you have come from Vrindavan. So kindly speak some Harikatha to us. So Maharaj, he said, you stay near Govindadev. You say, Govindadev himself has spoken on the glories of Raj and the Rajvasis, and by this the entire world will achieve auspiciousness. So then all the devotees, they worship and they prayed to Gurudev that since you published all the Granthas of the Goswamis, you'll also have to publish this. Because that time, no one cared for Hindi Bengali. Because Hindi Bengali was like colloquial language. Stress was given on Sanskrit. Because Sanskrit is the language of the Shastras. So all the Goswami Granthas are in Sanskrit. And Maharaj, in a very simple way, in Hindi, for 7 days, continuously, he gave classes on Pramaya Ratnavali, Siddhanta Ratna, and Govinda Bhashya. So he spoke Harikatha on all these three scriptures. And then Maharaj, he translated the Siddhanta Ratna. But then what did he say? He saw those granthas that Baldev Devashan Prabhu had. And then when he went to the Goshayas in Jaipur temple, he saw these granthas. You can have darshan of these granthas only once a year. Where they clean these granthas, they do puja and they preserve them. Because Bhagavan, by this vikra, just as they are most worshipable, his scriptures are even more worshipable. So that they have big boxes. And the king had preserved all these books. Now that he just piled up some cloth and throw them away now. So the king, he made very nice wooden boxes. Wooden chests. And then inside out they're sealed completely so that no worms can enter inside insects and eat these books. At that time these books are preserved by Itra, Chandan and all these fragrant substances. So Maharaj is a Pramaya Ratnavali Siddhanta Ratna. And what is available outside? There's so much difference between the two. Between the original manuscript and what is being sold in the shops outside. They have no connection. Some people, they have left the last part of the book. If you look at the Bhagavad Gita from Gita Press, many shlokas are missing. So when we do Gita Jayanti, when we read all the shlokas, there's so many shlokas missing from this Gita Press edition. So this the main shlokas are missing. No one knows where they are. And it seems that there's no logical, because anything that precedes the previous shlokas, there should be some logical understanding to it, but there seems to be no logical understanding. So Maharaj, he went to this Govindev Mandir, then he went to Kaltagati, and then this way he translated all these books. And then he also had that published from Govindanand Samiti. At the time, the Calcutta University faculty, they requested these books from Gurudev. Please give us these books and we'll do a curriculum based on these books and then we'll return these books to you. And the government took these books away. And the government published these books. And then the government put their own name. It became theirs. So, they took what was published in Vedanta Samiti. Vaidyavananda Gaudiya Math. But then, anyhow, they mentioned Gurudev's name, Devananda Gaudiya Math's name. They did mention. Anyhow, by Gurudev's mercy, whatever books have been published, others, they take it and they also publish it in their own names. And they also remove the names of the devotees who helped. So I was very surprised at how they can do like this. But then what will be the result? So Maharaj used to say that, why? Government didn't remove their names. So then Gurudev, he said, you have to publish this Vedanta Bhashya, Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra. And my Guru Maharaj also, he went to the Jaipur library. And then he also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had also published one book, the Satkrisa Deepika and Sanskar Deepika, written by Gopal Bhatta Goswami. But the acharyas, they don't accept. They put a case. This is not Gopal Bhatta Goswami's. We published this. This is ours. Not Gopal Bhatta Goswami's. So then this case was running from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time. Then my Guru Maharaj, he went to the Jaipur library and then he saw the original Granta. It is written by Gopal Bhatta Goswami. The Satkrisar Deepika, Sanskar Deepika. Because the regulations for sannyasi, grihastha, brahmachari, they've all been mentioned there. How the samadhi should be given. What are the duties of Vaishnava? It's a mool is satkrisa sanskar deepika. And then Hari Bhakti Vilas, Vraj Bhakti Vilas has been published. But there is no book like Vraj Bhakti Vilas. This is Hari Bhakti Vilas written. But one thing is that just there are some granthas. So if you have any original manuscripts, you should preserve them. Or else they might make some changes and say this is the original manuscript. And many changes can be done. So this way, the original content will be lost. Then which book will you consider? And when we collect Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on Chaitanya-charitamrita, then my Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, they had one copy each. So then Gurudev said, alright, let me see if this is real or not. after going through the entire library. And say there's a Vandana Mangalacharan. It was alright. But then everything else was full of Mayavad conceptions. Like you say, Prakashananda and Prabodhananda are the same person. So, will Dogen Chakravarti Thakur say this? That Prakashananda and Prabodhananda are the same. Then, say that the Vaishnava should not wear saffron cloth. So Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Sarvabhautamadhura Goswami Deva was saffron. Mahavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, Paraman Puri. And all the followers. Then should they also be worn white cloth? Should they also be dressed in white? The original Granta, there's no description like that in Chakravarti Thakur's original manuscript. So the whole thing was done, but still it hadn't been published. If anyone would publish it, then they'll say, oh, my Guru Maharaj is translated, so therefore there's authority. So many things like this happen. So sometimes there's some kirtans of Bhaktan or Thakur. Like Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. There they say Jaya Jaya Gopishwara Vrindavan Maj. They say Jaya Gopishwara Jaya Vrindavan Maj. So this is Gopishwar, so then how did Gopishwar come? And they say there are many alterations. The original Kirtan, what is said, that should be sung. This is like spiritual criminality. This is not just stealing, this is something else. They force you to add your own thing. Conceptions. And then they took some Kirtans. And then also write, mention their own names at the end. This way we'll be cheated of Paramatma. Nartam Thakur has done Kirtan. His Kirtans, Nartam Thakur, his Anuragmai, Lalsamai, his Siddhi, everything has been mentioned. And by his mercy, we're remembering these kirtans, singing them. Then we also will enter into the moods of these kirtans. Or else, independently, we cannot be inside the realm of bhakti. We'll be very far from there. Therefore, Maharaj, when he made all arrangements to publish Govinda Bhashya, so that time, my Guru Maharaj, in the time, he said, Bhakti Shri Siddhanti Maharaj written this commentary on Brahma Sutra in Bengali, also the commentary on Gita in Bengali, in 3 volumes. So being under his shelter, we should work on these books. Means we have to take his translations, his commentaries, also Bhakti Buddha Shruti Maharaj and all the Sampradacharyas, they, before Nirukta to be published, they would collect all these granthas and they'd see where the original grantha was, and then they'd compare with the original grantha and the other editions. So Sai Maharaj, like, he published his original Gita. He took the essence of Baldevi Darshan Prabhu and Vishnuji Thakur. And he said, this is Bhagavad Gita as it is. How could he say this? Because because he made sure whatever he written was in line of his Param Guru, Guru, Paratpar Guru, Parameshwari Guru. And then this way he sat near Bhagavan's Parikars, and being on the shelter of Sat Goswamis, he did everything. He'd speak whatever he written to Sat Goswamis. And then if it's not proper, then how would it benefit the world? It will be just like a novel, like a newspaper. I just take some article, publish it, and it won't be beneficial to anyone. This way. Kaviraj Goswami, before he published Chaitanya Chaitamrita, he went and he prayed to all the devalayas, to all the temples, and he prayed. So Maharaj also, he'd go and he'd pray. Go to his Guru, Param Guru, and he'd pray. And when he started, at the time, all these Pandits of Raj, Devanvada Shastri, Ramdas Shastri, Gorakshar Shastri, Gorakrishna Shastri, Radharaman Goswami, all these big acharyas, they all became very happy seeing what Maharaj, seeing that Maharaj had compiled all these things. Because if this compilation hadn't been done, then people, they'll write whatever they feel like. And then, everything will be spoiled. Sampradaya will be lost. Therefore, Mayavad and Sajyavad enters this line. So, Van Gurudev, he told Maharaj, he gave him this small book, Sajyadalam. And then, these 13 upper Sampradayas are mentioned. Aur Baha Katava Nida Sadhivari Sajya Sakivaki Smarchat Kushai Tibari Churatari Gorangnari. So they say these 13 are the upper sampradayas. Now Barangudev 39. Like you see in Bhagavatam, the 12 cantos. In Odisha, they have the 13th canto. There are many people who make their own interpretations, who don't consider the originality of any scripture. Like the Ganga is flowing in our own, on our own, but then there's some rivers which mix into our water. But you see, Ganga has the potency to purify everything. She doesn't actually mix with the other rivers. If the other rivers merge into her, they will lose their existence. But Ganga will never lose her existence. Like this Ajaya Nadi, any river can mix into her, but she remains unaffected. So the Acharyas have not come then. And we'll just listen to someone and publish the Sakanta. And this is not suitable for bhajan bhakti, not beneficial. So when these granthas have been published, then at that time, then Maharaj, first of all, he published Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, Vajjal Nirmani Kiran Bhagat Amrit Khana, Madhuri Kadambini, Aishwarya Kadambini. Madhuri Kadambini was very difficult. And Aishwarya Kadambi wasn't even available, but anyhow he compiled this book, which was in a very worn and torn condition. And Maharaj prayed to the entire Guru Varga, to my Guru Maharaj, everyone. And they published these books, and the Sanskrit scholars. Because even if one word goes here and there, the bhav will be lost. Essence will be lost. Then the Imlitala Gaudiya Sangacharya, Bhakti Sarangasai Maharaj, there was one Maharaj called Bhakti Saurabh Bhakti Sar Maharaj. They and some disciples from Prabhupada, from South India, Purushottam Das and Raghu Pandit Das. They were big scholars in Sanskrit. They were dear disciples of Prabhupada. So Maharaj, he gave them the books. That can you please look at these books once and see if everything's alright. Then we'll publish or else we'll not publish. Then go to all the acharyas. And then if any corrections are to be made, then they'd be made. And then there'll be big sabhas, assemblies. And then if there be any mistakes, then the mistakes will be corrected. And then if there be some confusion, then that's why this confusion results. Like nowadays, they say that all the granthas of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, they say this is not his grantha. Some say this is ours. Then they say, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he kept the disciple of his disciple with him, and he made him study, he did everything for him. Now they say, no, everything is his, not his. Everything is his, he did everything. So it's God case. This is not Gaudiya Sampradaya. So they say, the original shlokas, when Kaviraj Goswami had written Chaitanya Charitamrita, at that time, there's a list of all the granthas written. They say all the granthas written by the Sat Goswamis. They also written all the books that have been published before. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he had written this, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, whatever they written. Or Jiva Goswami, written, they have all been published. But they say that this book has been published by R. Acharya. But has name been mentioned in any of the scriptures at that time, who were his contemporaries? And then they can be accepted as Praman. So this is one who has the stick, he has the buffalo. Because one who, by force, he cannot have Paramartha. All this thievery and all these things cannot exist in Paramartha. This is, out of these books, they embody the Samadhi Bhasha. Bhagavan's desire and they manifest in the heart. Then, when they appear, then, you see, these scriptures are self-manifest. Like if you read Ujjalini and Manibhaktar Swamil Sindhu, then you'll see that whatever has been described in these books, and when you read Priti Sandarbha, you'll see that they're the same, but they're not the same. There's so much more. Like you see, there's some speciality in each of these granthas. In the same way, there's Tata Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha, Krishna Sandarbha, Bhakti Sandarbha, Priti Sandarbha, Bhagavad Sandarbha. The explanations given in these sandarbhas is they're unprecedented. So the Gaudiya Math also published these granthas. So they say you have to see that the original shlokas, they should not be altered. If they are altered, then slowly everything will be lost. Bhav will be lost. Therefore my Guru Maharaj, he would say that Maharaj is some, we should do some, we should please Bhagwan, and then this can be accomplished. See, the granthas of the acharyas, if you don't pray to the acharyas, they don't make these granthas manifest in our hearts, they don't give darshan, give that mercy, then how can they be presented as evidence, all these granthas? Like, what did Madhvacharya do? He wrote this commentary on the Vedanta Brahma Sutra, on the Mahabharata, on the Bhagavad Gita. He made all these translations. And you say, who can I show them to? Then eventually to Badrinath, Badrika Ashram, with his disciples. And then he had Abhishek of Badrinath. And then he sat there. He, whatever he had written, he kept there in front of Badrinarayan. He said, now we'll have to see that what I've translated, what I'm going to publish, is it proper or not? Because Vyasadev, he is the root of all acharyas. And when he started doing tapasya, Vyasadev, he appeared, he was so happy, and he said, I have four disciples. Vashampana, Jaimini, Pailo, Sumanto. I gave them instructions on Dharma, Taka, Moksh, respectively. And when Sukadeva Goswami came, I spoke to him on this fifth attainment of life. That is Prem. That is, I made him. I spoke the Bhagavad Puran to him. And then Madhacharya, what he had written, Vyasadev, he read. He became so happy. And then, He published it for the entire world. Then Shankaracharya, when the arguments were taking place with the Mayavadis, then Madhacharya, not just to defeat them, he also removed all their conceptions, his erroneous conceptions. Then again, this Madhva Bhashya was written on all these scriptures. And then Vyasadeva, he again appeared. And he read these commentaries of Madhvacharya. He said, this is rice and this will conquer the world. These commentaries. This Acharya Ramanuj also, he first saw that the Alvars before, there were many shlokas there written. On Bhagavan's Tattva. So he only found 40 shlokas from his godbrothers and acharyas. And there are 4,000 shlokas. So he asked his godbrothers, how can I publish them? So then they said, you have to do sadhan first, tapasya. And then the alvars themselves will come and give you everything. And then after many years, Acharya Ramanuj, he started doing tapasya. And then my Varadaraj mercy, my Ranganath's mercy, the alvars appeared and they gave him all the shlokas. This way, as they dictated, he wrote down everything. And then the Vaishnavas had written this Bodhayan commentary. This was in Kashmir. Shankaracharya is, the time his main place was in Kashmir, where all the Kashmiri Pandits were. Where Ramanacharya from South India, he came all the way to Kashmir, bringing Quraysh with him. When he came there, that time, he went there and he prayed to them. Can I go and look at some books in the library? He said, yes. This way. So anyhow, you can see this Vaishnava commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, which is the Bodhayana Bhashya. The day, whoever had these granthas, they were the owners, so they had stolen everything. And then, so then Ramacharya read everything. He stayed for some time, and the Monday, he took these granthas and he left. Then in the morning they saw that the sadhu is not here. And their sashas also not there. Then they went behind them. And anyhow, they took these granthas back. So Mahacharya, he became very sad. So that time, Quraysh was a sevak. He said, oh Guruji, why are you so sad? He said, because this Vaishnava Bhasha is the Bodhayana Bhasha. There is no greater commentary on the Vedanta Sutra than this Bhasha. But they have taken it back. They don't let it publish. Guruji, Sarva Guruji, you were resting in the night, then I read the entire Grantha and I memorized it. No, I'll speak it and you can write it down. And Ramachandra became so surprised, just see the Sevak. See, he is such a Sevak. He was speaking and Ramachandra was writing everything down. So just see how the Sevak was, he memorized everything by heart. He didn't sleep the entire night. Once my Guru Maharaj also. He was with, in Kadapur, in Bhaktijivan Janardhan Goswami Maharaj. So then they studied in the same school, Thakur Bhaktivinoda Institute in Mayapur. They stayed in the ashram together. So then they called, Janardhan Maharaj called Vam Maharaj to his mat. And Janardhan Maharaj didn't have any disciples, so Vam Goswami Maharaj gave his own sevak to Janardhan Maharaj. Saying, go and stay there. He gave his own sevaks. So then, Param Gurudev, Mam Maharaj, Trikar Maharaj, Gurudev, they all went to Janardhan Maharaj because it was Vyaspuja there in Kadakpur. So one day Janardhan Maharaj, he said, Hello Maharaj, every day you take the keys to the gate. When you open the gate and you go, and then you come before Mangalarti, where do you go? Please tell me. So can I answer others? Because the key is with me. So kindly tell me, where do you go? At 10 or 11. After Shayanarti, you take the key and you go somewhere. And you come before Mangalarti. Please answer my question. San Maharaji. Where are you going? So then Mam Maharaj just smiling said, Sadhu Sanyasi, where are you going? Suddenly you can do parikrama there also. Temples are closed, then people will say some things. And Mam Maharaj said, alright, tomorrow when I'll go, you can come with me. So say, God brothers have very close teacher. So then, on the, so say 1 week had passed. Then he said, alright, I'll come with you. Then, they saw, at 10 or 11 in the night, there was a big library there. Kadapur. There was a university there. He was so attached to this Paravidya. Then he went to the library and he spoke to the manager and he said, give me the key and I want to see all the granthas. And whole night he'd be reading these granthas. And may make notes. So these granthas are not so easily published. So much research was done by the acharyas. They never rest during the day, never sleep during the night. And then, whatever they had written, what they had collected from the main granthas, they again write it down. Because at the time there was no typewriter. And then again translate from Sanskrit. So much difficulty. Then when we came to the temple, Maharaj would say, if anyone hasn't read the 108 Upanishads, the 18 Puranas, which are the Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic Purans, the 108 Upanishads, what is the meaning of Upanishad? Upanishad. Means anyhow, you can go out near Bhagavan. Upa means to be near. How can you take your soul near to Bhagavan? Bring yourself in proximity to Bhagavan. Then you have to take shelter of Upanishad. You have to read these Upanishads, very essential. But if one doesn't have ruchi and by force he tries to read, even if you tell him to read, he won't read. And even if you speak, if you describe this book, he will not listen. He has no ruchi. Therefore, the Guru Varga, by listening, by remembering them, by praying to them, by knowing their specialities, you can love ruchi. So Maharaj and the Guru Varga are so much attached to these kantas. Even when Gurudev would be resting, even at that time, he'd be reading these kantas. He had so much attachment to reading these granthas. Sometimes Gurudev, sometimes I won't even sleep for half an hour, even for 5-6 days. I'll be reading continuously. There also is a huge library in Balai Panda. During the day, I have no time to read. So whole night we'd be taking these books from the libraries and we'd be reading. At that time, take the essence of all these cantos. My Guru Maharaj would say, see, Guru Maharaj knew everything. So even when Param Gurudev would read all these books, he'd be making so many corrections to all these books. We'd see that even Parameshwar didn't have such omniscience, it seemed. Like we see, Param Gurudev was busy during the entire day, but still during the entire night, be awake and making all these corrections. So when Sadguru Swamis came to Vrindavan, they didn't have even one extra piece of cloth, nothing. With the merit, they get all these grantas. At that time, there was no pen to write also. They didn't have any proper house. Where did they write? Where would they keep these manuscripts? Because can they carry all these pages with them? These leaves with them from one place to another, because the Goswamis, they stay under different trees every night. There are no candles, no lamps, nothing. Nothing to even eat properly. But still they give so many quotations. Skanda Puran, Valmiki Puran, Valmiki Ramayan, Padma Puran. They're quoting so many verses. When did they have the time to do this? Instead of doing Parikrama, Madhukari, Tandavati, where did they get time? So then Maharaji said, you see, the Bhattajivas, they're always attached to the objects of Maya. So they only glorify your Maya and your opulence. But those who are Paravidya Anuragi, Ragatmik Prajavasi, they're very attached to the Shastras. Samhita, Puranas, Chanda, Alankars, just by remembering, meditating on them, they appear before them. And so they make so many quotations. Their publication will never stop. Because they'll remember Vyasadeva and say whatever books Vyasadeva had written would appear in front of them. And whatever they remember immediately it appear. If you go on your laptop, you do a Google search, then so many results will appear. For them there is no need to Google search. Automatically just by remembering everything will appear in front of them. So they say, Bhagavan's desire, everything appears to the Anuragi Jans and they manifest all these Granthas. Because Mahaprabhu's desire was that he empowered them. And Mahaprabhu sent the Goswamis to Braj. So then, even Maharaj would say that, my Guru Maharaj, he ordered me. The Santas requested me, so I'm publishing all these Granthas. I compile them. And I publish them. And wherever Maharaj should go, whatever we do, he'd say that this publication should not stop. Even now they don't study, they don't understand today. Then anyhow, if they start, then Mahaprabhu and his associates, they'll empower. Even if one doesn't know anything, because one cannot understand this is a Prakrit Vastu. But by their mercy, everything will happen. By their desire. Still you must not steal. That you take from here, from there, and then you put your own name there. No. By praying you'll have this revelation. Prakrit Vastu. Doesn't say Maharaj. He published all these granthas. Whichever books Swami Maharaj published, he would send to Maharaj. If you see in a library there in Mathura, all these books that he had published would be there. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, all these books in Hindi, English, Bengali, whatever he would publish, whatever the other acharyas would publish, they would send to Gurudev. Because we've seen how Maharaj would keep them in his almira there. And say, if you had read other evidence, then Maharaj would say, you'll have to see the Shlok index. Before all the Granthas are written on tal leaves. Even if you go now, to Raya Ramanda's house, in Tantapol, Then you can see Ramandrai has written this Jagannath Vallabh Natak. You know, you can see all these tal leaves that you can have darshan of. First the tal leaves would be boiled, and then they'd be cooled, and then whatever would be written would leave an indelible impression on these leaves, because it was written 500 years before in the Odian language. Still now it has been preserved, and Goswami wrote in Sanskrit. So this is when Maharaj would have his followers take pictures of these manuscripts, and then by these pictures it would be preserved. Because if there's any debate tomorrow, then you can show this evidence. Guru Maharaj, he was such a smritidhar. Gaudiya Math used to call him a living dictionary. Anything they have to inquire from, that come to Guru Maharaj. Any acharya would come there. He'd never forget what he read once. He had committed all the way the Upanishads, everything to memory. So we got this page, that shloka, you can see. He had such strong memory, even Trivikram Maharaj also. Maharaj would say that, okay, I cannot remember as much as them, and therefore I take their support. There's also Gurudev's humility, because he published so many books, 40-45 books in Hindi, English, 80-90 books he published in such a short time. And therefore, we prayed our Guru Varga that and we can enter into this path of pure bhakti and follow.